Madtown's 93.1 Jams, Black History Month community and cultural awareness. I'm excited to sit down today with Dr. Daniels, president of Madison College. How are you doing today, Dr. Daniels?
You know, I'm doing very well. And the best thing is I can see the sun this morning.
Absolutely. It's a gorgeous day. And it's a gorgeous day to talk about Madison College. You guys have been in the Madison area now for 109 years.
A little longer than that.
Oh, longer than that?
Yeah, I think it's about 112.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're aging.
Yeah, well, we all are, right?
Yeah.
Technical College, Madison College, you know, what's kind of the deal there? Like a lot of people associate going and continuing education with a four-year college.
So we have a dual mission. In fact, I can tell you we have a tri-mission. That first mission is about technical training. So lots of students are coming through to get their trainings in the trades, apprenticeship, transportation, in business areas, where in fact, the requirement for employment and continued employment is less than a baccalaureate. So we do a great job in that type of training. Probably over 94, 95% of our students who go through those programs, once they have completed, they are placed in jobs or they already had those jobs. The second mission, key mission, is about what you just said. And it's about transfer. So we prepare students to go to the baccalaureate institution.
Okay.
We are the largest transfer institution, two-year institution in the state of Wisconsin to UW.
Wow.
Madison, as well as the system.
Okay.
And so we have a very strong transfer program. And our students who transfer to the UW do better than the native student who started at the UW. And so we have a very strong transfer aid. Our third mission, we do a lot of work in terms of GED, ESL, and preparing students so that they can matriculate to the training that allows them to get the types of job and wage-sustaining jobs that they will need for the rest of their lives. So it's a tri-mission. But at the same time, we do a lot of work with business and industry. So we do a lot of training for them. And that's within our whole 12-county region.
Working with a business, what kind of training do you guys provide?
It could be training in management training. How do you get the best out of your quote-unquote employees? But it could be specific. It could be an IT specific type of training. Maybe it's around cybersecurity and what we can do for that, because we have a very, very strong IT in the cybersecurity program.
And this day and age, you know, everything being technology-based, IT and computer science is a great avenue to go in for a career path.
Oh, without question. And, you know, when you think about the demand occupations in our area, healthcare and IT, the two top ones, our classes are filled, especially in those two top ones. I think the third one that we talk about is the manufacturing. We have a very strong manufacturing program. And fourth, really, is about entrepreneurship. And we have a lot of folks who want to start their businesses, start new businesses, or to enhance their business. So we work a lot with the chambers, other associations, so that we can help them along that way.
That's a really awesome program. I've actually spoke with two or three people through this Black History Month project that were a part of your entrepreneurship programs and mentoring programs. So I can attest to, you know, the quality of the people that come out of those programs. They're amazing intellectual people that are all about the community. Like, it's awesome. Yeah. In regards to being a transfer school, I want to ask if you start at MATC and then move on, is that a way that maybe you could maybe fine tune or hone in and choose where you want to go, or maybe even save some money along the college experience?
Yeah, when we think about affordable education, we think about our technical colleges, which is the tuition is much lower, more affordable than we talked about the four-year institutions, public or private. And we know the private ones are very high. But the key thing here is our courses are articulated to the institutions. And so their faculty and our faculty over years have worked on the curriculum and they're accepted. And so there's really no difference in terms of the instructional framework. It is purely about who we are and how can we have much affordable education. And we know that parents, as well as older adults right now, they're asking for that type of transition. And we want to be able to provide that transition for them.
So if anybody wanted to step into this or maybe see what continuing education would look like, what's the best way to tap in with Madison College?
I think one of the first things is to check out our webpage. There's a lot of information there. But once you do that, it's connecting with advisors, our enrollment specialists, so they can give you a good flavor of what we have to offer. And one thing about being as old as we are, we touch a lot of people, a lot of households, a lot of businesses. I'm always surprised, but I'm proud where I go into businesses, be it in the health arena or in a retail store, folks have actually gone to Madison College and graduated, or they have their associates. So it's talking to other folks because, I mean, we're not a secret.
No.
And lots of people have attended the institution and they have connections to our institution.
It's a valuable resource for our community. And Dr. Daniels, president of Madison College, I thank you for taking part in the 93.1 Jams Black History Month Community and Cultural Awareness. You wanted to talk about the role of community college in social justice.
When I think about social justice, we have to make a distinction between social justice and social action. And I think simply is that, you know, what we profess we want to do is the social justice. It's about inclusion. It's about equity. It's about the treatment of others. But the action is the actual doing of it and making sure that it's in front of you. And so at Madison College, we actually make sure it's in front of us. Each one of our schools has its own equity and inclusion plan. Our major divisions have an equity inclusion plan, and they're all aligned with the college's equity and inclusion plan. And they have timelines. How do you assess it? Where has the impacts been or not? And how do we make improvement? So it's a constant movement in that direction, to be active in that direction, especially as we see many students of color who need additional help, assistance, and we're trying to provide that. And we provide some of that through the funding that we've received over the last two stimulus bills, and we're going to continue to do that and making it easier for those students to come. But I think it's also important to recognize that, you know, these last 12 months, because we actually closed down at our facilities March the 15th of 2020. So, you know, it's just right around the corner. And we've done a great job in what we've done from online. And I think we've done very, as well as we expected, as we talk about servicing our students. But when you think about students who are in poverty, students of color who have not had that type of experience with online, and also recognize that our average age is 27. So many of our students have children at home. Their children were learning in an online environment. There's a lot of stress there. And how can we better alleviate some of that stress? When we think about the folks who lost jobs, I read an article yesterday, which I do agree with totally. Many of these jobs are not coming back. So what's going to happen? And where are those folks going to get employment so that they can provide food, that they can provide a shelter for their family, but also increase that quality of life for them? It's a multi-pronged tack that we are looking at and will continue to move forward. Last thing I'll say about the whole issue regarding equity and inclusion and racism, our board did a very courageous act in August because they did a resolution denouncing racism. And so everyone at Madison College is on that same page.
That's beautiful. And that's how it needs to be. Like, we're too divided at a time where we need to be together. Dr. Daniels, I really appreciate you sitting down and talking with me today about Black History Month and Madison College. Again, one more time, can you drop the contact information for Madison College for those that may want to continue their education?
Sure. I would say go directly to madisoncollege.edu. This is really student focusing and student facing site. And from there, you can really take off in terms of where to go, the information you need, and who to actually contact.
And like you were saying, at a time where jobs have been lost and you know that things aren't coming back and career paths have to change, Madison College could be a very valuable resource in helping to guide and shape what your future would look like.
Most definitely. And I think that says it for all of the 16 technical colleges in the state, because our focus is on that training. And it's for people getting back to work, in addition to getting folks to move on from a professional standpoint, they're going to get their baccalaureate and beyond.
Dr. Daniels, Madison College, I thank you so much for sitting down with me. 93.1 Jams, Black History Month Community and Cultural Awareness. Go to madtownjams.com/BHM for Black History Month to learn more about Madison College, as well as many, many great, amazing local Black-owned businesses in the Madison area.
Oh, thank you. This has been good.